It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Welcome, everybody, to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm Suzanne Oshima, and I'm a Life and Love Transformational Coach at Your Next Amazing Story. I am so happy to have this amazing guest today, Alana Pratt, because she's an intimacy expert. And today she's going to share with you, it's never too late to come out on top, regardless of what has happened in your life. And she will truly inspire you to realize that you're still great now, even, you know, no matter what happened. So, Alana, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you here.
Oh, it's so great to be here and to reconnect with you again. And I love that we're both still showing up in the world, giving our gifts and including all these delicious ladies with us today. So thank you.
Yeah, we're both on the same mission, is to truly inspire and empower women. And so I would love for you to share how you became an intimacy expert.
Yeah, it was not something I set out to do whatsoever. I'm a small town Canadian girl. I went to Columbia University and I studied art history. And so the whole concept of intimacy, I honestly, when I grew up, I thought that had to do with sex, with genital copulation, like that was the same word. But as my life grew and as different circumstances happened and I really dove into the world of personal growth, quantum physics, life coaching, all of this, I got a deeper understanding of what intimacy is. And to me, intimacy is when we put down the mask, put down the walls, and we become transparent, vulnerable, and honest and real. But it's not just with another. And this is where I think a lot of us get our, you know, ass burned or whatever, is that we think trusting somebody is like I have to like totally give away my intuition, totally give away my instincts, just like almost prostitute our energy of just like, sure, I'll trust you. But if we can't control another, honestly, how can we ever trust another? Like to be this perfect person that's never going to hurt us. And I think we give away our power in this idea of an intimate relationship. Okay, I'll be vulnerable. Okay, I'll put down my walls. But we turn off awareness. We turn off discernment. We turn off. We can't control life. We can't control people. So would we really just splay our heart wide open to be pummeled at any time? No. And that's when we get hurt. And that's when we make up these beliefs that I can't trust men or I can't trust life. And that's when we start to become victims or martyrs of our circumstances and sort of build these walls around us. So I want to give a different idea of intimacy. I want to give a different idea of trust. And I want to do it so that you can be empowered and unstoppable and open your heart in a discerning way. So we're blending these two different capacities. So back to intimacy, transparency, vulnerability, honesty. Before you do that with a partner, before you do that with a friend, before you just assume they're my family member, I should just be able to be intimate. Before you do that, where are we looking? Where are we looking for that yes or no? And this is what I believe intimacy really is about. It's about getting intimate with yourself. It's about going, oh, I messed up over there. And instead of beating ourselves up about it, forgiving ourselves. It's about when our stomach goes in a situation, do we ignore it? Or do we go, there's something about this situation I'm not stomaching. This is making me nauseous. I don't feel like I can digest this moment. Our body is talking to us. Are we listening? Are we having an intimate relationship with our body that's speaking to us? Like I often say to my clients when they go on a date, you know, halfway through the date, just excuse yourself to the bathroom, sit on the toilet and ask your vagina, so what do you think? Because she is different than the mind. The mind is saying, oh, he's handsome. Oh, he's wealthy. Oh, he da 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 da, right? Mm-hmm. But it's almost a fear-based analysis. But our body, our vagina, our sacred yoni is going to be like, no, I don't trust him. Or, oh, actually, I could open to him. I could trust his nobility. There's something our body tells us that our mind often doesn't. So are we having that intimate relationship with our gut, with our vagina, with our heart, right? Our heart will tell us, I don't feel safe around this person,
right?
Or I do. But even before that, if we haven't healed the wounds in our heart, we're just going to keep closed all the time and spin in our head. I can't trust men. I can't trust life. I can't, right? So this is another intimate relationship with our heart.
Right.
That we can heal our heart. Our hearts are not breakable. You can wound it. You can smuck it a lot, but it's not breakable. And so to do that intimate work with yourself, to love yourself, no matter what happens on the outside, to still love yourself. And this brings us back to this worth conversation that we touched on. I used to believe that my worth was based on my accomplishments, my achievements, my beauty, the size of my ass, the size of my bank account. Like, it was all external. That was my worth. So I woke up in the morning in a deficit. I had to prove. I had to work. I had to accomplish. I had to overcome. I had to triumph. I had to go to the gym. I had to blah, 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 right? And if I was good enough by the end of the day, and where is this standard of good enough? Is our butt ever going to be small enough? Is our bank account ever going to be big enough? Once I've written four, like, I'm writing my fifth book right now, but what about the sixth? What about the seventh? Right? Like, you never get there. You never get there. This wheel of accomplishment and achievement, we never get there. Now, on the one hand, that's beautiful because we are creative beings and there's always something new to explore. But that's different. Creativity and worth, that's different.
Right.
I want us to keep accomplishing and achieving for the sake of creative genius and flow, but not to grasp at worth. Worth is different than accomplishments. Worth is different than even creativity. Worth is worth is worth is worth. It's a full sentence. There's a period. We're worthy, period, because we exist. Most of us don't have that intimate relationship with our worth. Most of us don't have that intimate relationship with our heart, our soul, because we think only the good matters. But when you really tap into the world of worth, just because you exist, you matter. Just because you exist, you're good enough. Just because you exist, you're worthy. Your sad self is no less worthy than your happy self. She deserves the same amount of love, compassion, empathy, listening as your happy self. And so when we begin the intimate journey inside, at least for me, I'm like, well, I don't like my shameful self. I don't like my scared self. I don't like my sad self. She needs to change. But if you really imagine talking to a friend like that or your child like that, you're bad. We would never talk to our children like that.
Right.
But we talk to ourselves like that, which creates emotional unavailability, which creates separation, which creates distrust on the inside. Quantum physics says everything on the inside is projected on the outside. Oh, is that why I'm attracting emotionally unavailable partners?
Right.
Yeah, because it's happening on the inside. If somebody's ghosting you or cheating on you or lying to you on the outside, don't date them. Okay, fine. That's not a match. But let's take full responsibility of where on the inside, even if it's only a little bit, where am I lying to myself? Where did I say, yes, I would give you a bath tonight and go to bed early, but then I stayed up working till 10:30? I cheated on myself. I lied to myself. I'm out of integrity with myself. It's like, really take a grown-up look, a queen's perspective. If I choose this queendom to thrive and I'm not taking care of all the little aspects of myself, worthiness just because, honoring and listening to my body, healing my heart, staying in integrity with my commitments to myself, having this rich, intimate, transparent, honest, real, vulnerable relationship with myself, and I think I can create it out there, I'm crazy. That's insanity. That's mm-hmm. just insanity. Like, do the work on the inside and then watch how it's so easy to discern on the outside. And so this is now putting the next piece in about trust. So when we're empty on the inside, disconnected on the outside, we look to trust a man, to be saved by a man, because we haven't saved ourselves on the inside yet. We're not connected and protecting ourselves on the inside. But when we've done this intimate work on the inside, we would prefer not to be cheated on. We would prefer a great guy, but we don't grasp and need him in order to be enough. We're already enough. We don't need him in order to be safe. We are discerning. We Right. don't need him to prove our worth. We are worthiness itself. We are beauty herself. And then we can stop hating our body or comparing ourselves to other women, because we're all beautiful flowers in a garden. Who could say one flower is more beautiful than another flower, right? Same with all of us. So you come into the dating world not too late, not too early. You just show up.
At the right time. It's the right time for everybody. Wherever you're at is the right place you're supposed to be.
I so agree. And it all, to me, comes home to that intimate relationship with yourself. And as you just said so beautifully, the moment mm-hmm. that everything's unfolded according to plan. It's a point of view. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm right. But it's a much better point of view than it's too late. I'm not good enough. Why even try? That is a point of view. It's not a truth.
Right.
You can choose your truth. Now, going out there dating again, saying it's not too late and love is still available for me with a wounded heart mm-hmm. is going to set you up for disaster. But if you do the inner work first and then you come from that affirmation, you actually can navigate with your intuition, your instincts, your discernment, which allows for a sense of safety.
Right.
And the vibration is so high, attracting somebody who's also done their work.
So let me ask you a question, because a lot of different experts will say something like about when someone goes through heartbreak, whether it's a breakup of a marriage or a relationship, is, yeah. oh, the best thing to do is just get back out there and date. I don't think that. I think like you do is to heal your heart. But can you give the ladies, because they're like, that sounds great, but how do I do that? What do I need to do? So can yeah. you share with the ladies what they should do?
Yeah, exactly. I don't believe we should go out there. I call that sprinkles on top of the ice cream cone of shit. It's just a matter of time before it's going to backfire on you. Now, I'm not saying take 5 years off dating either. I generally work with people for 3 months, and I think that's a good amount of time to have a mentor, a coach, a mm-hmm. consultant, a program to take you through and do all the inner work. Components like shifting these beliefs, like about worthiness and where that comes from, not just as a cognitive analysis and an affirmation, but an actual embodiment. The way the brain works, this is something I didn't know when I first started coaching 20 years ago, but brain science has taught us so much. When a trauma happens, when a belief is instilled, when you're entrained with a way of thinking, it goes into the brain with the image, the thought, the emotion, and the body sensation. So just doing a vision board, cut it. It's not enough. I'm sorry, we just froze there for a second. So doing just a vision board is not enough. Mm-hmm. Doing just talk therapy is not enough. Just having a good cry is not enough. Just doing some somatic healing is not enough. All of those are great, but it takes a lot more to actually heal trauma forever. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot to actually create the life you really choose. So that's why I believe going through properly this healing work is required. That's one aspect. Another aspect is anger. A lot of us as women have been made wrong for our emotions. And so a lot of the time there is validated rage, fury, frustration, disappointment that we don't know what to do with. And it creates like a prickly aura around us, like a bit of a don't mess with me again energy. And it's not sexy and it's not soft and it's not inviting. Mm-hmm. So we need to deal with anger in a healthy way. That's part two. Part three, we've talked about like going inside and speaking with little you, the wounded little you, the scared little you, the one who's not confident. And don't make her wrong. Understand her, have compassion for her, heal her. So that's another aspect. A fourth aspect I think is important as we get older is having a really healthy relationship with our body and our sexuality. We're not the airbrushed 13-year-old models in the magazine. We're not. And there are so many of my clients that say things like, well, he's only interested in women 20 years younger. And that point of view creates that reality.
Right.
So really, that's an external projection of I'm ugly now.
Right.
I'm washed up now. And that point of view will be correct you will create that reality. But if you do the inner work around your sexuality, sensuality, beauty, and body, then your new point of view creates your new reality, that I am beauty herself. And you attract a man that doesn't look to all the other women, that just thinks you are, you know, a bag of chips and more, right? And then lastly, I really think intimacy, to go really, really deep, it's almost a spiritual experience. It's really a sacred spiritual experience where you're not there just to get off with genital copulation. Mm-hmm. It's a heart connected experience. And that's very much of having a spiritual reason to be in the relationship. I'm with you, not just to get safety or to have a partner. I'm here for your greatest good.
Right.
And you're here for my greatest good. Our relationship has a spiritual nature to it. So these are some of the steps. I generally go through about 7 steps, but that's about 5 steps of what I believe is required before you get out there again. And then the next steps are getting out there again, navigating, being present, keeping your heart open, communication. The next kind of steps you practice, but the first ones are required.
But before you go into the next steps, I'm going to add in one other step that I would love for you to cover, because I know a lot of women feel this and they don't know how to deal with it and overcome it. And that is shame. The shame of the marriage not working out, or the relationship not working out, and feeling like other people are going to judge them. And so then it breaks my heart, because then they go into hiding and then they go into isolation. So can you speak more to that?
Yes. This is what I'm calling like the little you conversation, or the intimate with self conversation. I have extraordinary transformational processes that are a lot longer than this interview. But the idea is, we think we need to go inside to the shame and fix her, because she's ruining everything. Now I'm in isolation. It's all her fault. And we've separated from this self and we're judging her. It's become, instead of wholeness and oneness, and inclusivity and forgiveness, it's become judgment, which I hate you. And then that part of ourself feels ashamed because it's been shamed with our own judgment. Mm-hmm. So this is perhaps the most potent, most courageous, most brave, and most humble work I do with very accomplished women, to acknowledge, we could even use the word admit, maybe take responsibility for is a better way of saying it, that there's an aspect of themselves they hate. Own it. And don't fix it and don't try to change it, because that is like going into like a child who's having a temper tantrum. Stop being upset. No, it makes it worse, right? So the overall arching point of view, and again, cognitive analysis isn't enough. It has to be embodied in order to change. But the way of looking at this is, we have to be willing to go inside our heart and sit with our ashamed part that we've been bashing. And instead, as if it's going into a dark room, put your arm around her and hold her and throw away the key. Normally we go in and we console her so that she'll change, so that we can move on. And she feels it. You're here conditionally. You're not here unconditionally. You're here to change me. Mm-hmm. And I understand you have good intentions, but you're still saying the way I am is not okay. Fuck off. Like, and it won't change. She just won't change. Right. Why should she? Why should she? We're not actually loving her. We're judging her. So to be able to go in and do this inner work and literally throw away the key and say, I'm willing to sit with you for as long as it takes, even if it takes eternity.
Yeah.
Really? Really? You love me that much? One little chit chat is not going to do it. A deep internal transformational process done probably 5, 6, 7 times, and mean it, because there's different little yous. There's the one we're ashamed of, the one we're embarrassed by, the one who's sad, the one who has no confidence, the one who, like, there's a lot of us in there. But when you go in and you really mean it and you surrender and you sit with her for eternity, something, image, thought, emotion, body sensation, and the quantum field and your soul, everything clunks. There's a moment where I take people through things and they listen to the recording a few more times or watch the video a few more times, and they express it as like light came into me and everything's different. Or they say, I had a oneness moment with the universe. Or they say, I had a direct experience where there was no gravity. There's a lot of different ways of explaining it. But there's a moment, if you keep doing it, that's not in our control. We can't push and make it happen. We just become the space to receive it. Home. I don't know how to call it other than just home. Where the shame, because you can't create or destroy energy. You can only change energy, right? You can only transform energy. So it's not the shame to go away. That's never going to work.
Right.
It's a transformation. It's an alchemy. So it's putting all the pieces into place so that that alchemy can happen. And shame literally turns into forgiveness. And forgiveness turns into strength, resilience, heart openness. Like it grows. These capacities grow when you're willing to do the inner work so that you don't hide in isolation. You choose to go on a vacation. That's fine. But we're not hiding anymore. And we're not overcoming and getting out there like the sprinkles. We're literally present at choice, putting one foot in front of the other based on what our heart truly desires, which may be relationship again, and it may just be dating a bunch of different guys. Right. There's no right or wrong. There's a truth, though, for each of us.
Well, and I think it's important to point out, too, that it happens at everyone's own pace, and don't try to force it, because all too often I have clients who are strong, independent women, and they're like, I should be over this already. I shouldn't be feeling this. And then when I ask them, you know, how are you doing? In fact, I was just talking to a client last night. I said, how are you doing? Because she's healing from a heartbreak. And she's like, I'm fine. And I could just tell right when she said it in that way, I was like, she is not fine. She is like just pretending and saying the standard, I'm fine. And when we do that, we're not healing. We're blocking the healing. And it's important to move through it and just be okay with wherever you're at. I told her, I said, you're going to go through ups where you're like totally fine having an awesome day. And the next day is going to be a shitty day. You're going to feel like the whole world fell apart, but it's okay. Just keep going through the process. And then soon you'll just have up days.
Well, yeah. And I actually even disagree with that. We never get to a place where we're having all up days.
Well, that's true. But I mean, you know, within healing from that relationship where it's not all the down days, right?
Correct. Correct. I think if we're really willing to, there's two parts I want to say about that. If we're really willing to do the inner work, then we're not resisting the down days and we're not clamoring for the good days. We just deal with each day and bring ourselves back to center. Because even once the worst of the heartbreak is over, we can't expect to go into a world where we're not still going to get blindsided at some point about something. But if we've learned the skill back here to not judge, I should be over this, but to embrace, then 5 days go well, one day is a tough day. We practiced back here, right? So we can get through wobbles in the future so much faster if we've done the inner work back here. And here's another reason why this is so important. Men are very intuitive. They're very single focused, but they have to know and trust their gut. Is the tiger coming? Should I charge now? Like there's something in them that's very intuitive and very instinctual. And when a woman says, what's wrong, honey? And she's like, I'm fine. He's like, no, I don't want to be with somebody like that because they're not real. They're not emotionally available. They're lying to themselves and me. I have nobody to connect with. I don't know what to do. I guess I'll go out with the guys.
Yeah.
Right? So when we find relationship again and we've learned through our intimate relationship with self to be with ourself, then we're in a relationship and we're scared or we're mad. And he's like, what's wrong? We can take that beat and we can feel and discern, is he present enough to hear me right now? We've got our feminine skills of invitation and alluring and creating what we need with safety with him. We've got all these skill sets we've learned to go, you know what? Thank you. I'm not okay. And right now I need to go for a run and scream my head off. Or right now I need a hug. Are you okay if I lose it? Because I might just lose it. We can create more intimacy with our partnership if we've done the work to have more intimacy with ourselves first.
Right. And just being real.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
So Alana, so now let's talk about next steps and moving forward, because I know you have some steps there.
Yeah. Well, to me, moving forward is about having this intimate, vulnerable relationship with yourself. So I have a free gift that we'll show them all at the end, but it's a 7-step training on this idea of vulnerability, because you're not supposed to just open to everybody. First, it's like contact with self, and then contact with who you're learning, who you're dating, and being able to, just like you're being vulnerable and listening, hey, I'm feeling a little sad today, and you take care of yourself. If you're dating and he says something and it just hurts, you could just say, fine, I'm not going to date him anymore. But that's really not relationship. Relationship is about finding somebody who's quite well aligned, but it's about navigating the bumps to get closer. Another bump getting closer. Both of us are going to have baggage, right? And so how can we be together? So this, the next steps are really practicing when a little bump happens. Do you just diss them off? Do you shut down and pretend you're fine when you're not? Or can you start to practice these communication skills of bringing intimate, vulnerable conversations closer with your beloved, or who you're dating? So those would be the next steps of practicing what's happening on the inside with a man. And realizing at the end of the day, even if it doesn't work out, the worthiness didn't change.
Right.
We're not looking to him to be safe. We found the safety inside. That way of being in the world is very evolved, very conscious, very healthy, and very magnetic to a conscious man that wants to live on that level too.
Right. You know, Alana, it was interesting while you were talking about that. I got this visual of when a woman pulls back or shuts down, is all I saw were all these walls coming up, right? Which blocks the flow. And I love how you shared to like just be open and communicate, because that keeps the flow going and the energy going. Once you pull back and you put the walls up, that stops everything from happening, and it doesn't allow you to move forward.
That's so brilliantly said. It doesn't allow your radiance to shine.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't allow you to receive love. And it takes you out of, like, if you're going down the river of life, you just got off out of the river.
Yeah.
Nothing else can come to you. You're stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yet, what does that really take to not put the walls up? Right? What does that really take? Bravery, practice, and it has to be an intimate relationship with yourself. It has to be. You've got to have your own back. You've got to know I'm safe on the inside. I'm worthy on the inside, no matter what happens on the outside. If we still are seeking safety and approval on the outside and it's not going well, anybody would put walls up. But as you brilliantly said, it takes us out of the flow of love, takes us out of the flow of money, miracles, magic, relationship, radiance, like the whole shebang. So to really keep your walls down discerningly, I mean, if somebody's coming after you with a knife, you know, hi-ya.
Right.
But just in life in general, to be in the flow is a very brave way of living. But that, when you think of a woman that inspires you, right? She's a woman that's willing to keep her heart open in the face of anything. I love Maya Angelou, who's passed. There was something about her. You just don't fuck with her, right? And yet she's softness and wisdom and alluring. She's all these beautiful flowing energies of femininity, and she has her own back.
Mm-hmm.
And don't mess with her, right? She could be it all. To me, she's a great inspiration for what's possible. And it came from everything she'd been through. She wasn't born like that. It came through all the difficulties, and she, like the alchemy, got stronger because of it. And this is my message for all of us. No matter what happened, it's here for you to help you be stronger and softer, to receive this relationship with self, the relationship with source, and the relationship with a beloved.
Aw, I love that. That was beautifully said. Well, Alana, I would love for you to share with the ladies how they can find you.
Yes, thank you. So again, talking about this vulnerability, I think this is the best gift I can give you. So my website is my name, alanapratt.com, alanapratt.com. And then if you just go /vulnerability, this is the 7-part complementary training of really understanding more deeply, not just a cognitive analysis, but the emotions, the body sensation, the images, the whole integration of vulnerability. So you can be discerning with your heart open, which keeps the flow going, as Susanna so brilliantly said. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Well, ladies, go get Alana's free gift. As you can see, she's amazing. And I love her because she just tells it like it is. And she truly inspires and empowers women. And we're both on that same mission.
Thank you so much.
So thanks, ladies, for joining us on the It's Never Too Late show. The show is available both in video format and audio format, which are both available on yournextamazingstory.com. And if you would like to get our free ebook, How to Create Your Next Amazing Story in 3 Simple Steps, you can click right here on the video, or you can go to yournextamazingstory.com.
Love today's episode of the It's Never Too Late show? Then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation. Get access to show notes and get more amazing content.